Sunny days and clear skies. That's what the Old Farmer's Almanac prophesied for the week of July 27, 2015. That happened to be camp meeting week in the Ohio District and the week for our outside youth rally. Some believe the Old Farmer's Almanac is as inspired as Habakkuk. With its blessing, what could possibly go awry? The outstanding young men and ladies of the Ohio Youth Division helped make all the preparations and plans for the rally. We were expecting around 500 youth from all over Ohio. As the day grew closer, I eyed the weather like a candidate eyes the polls. The most threatening forecast I could find called for a 20% chance of rain. I can deal with 20%. Then on July 29th, as I was packing the Nissan, everything changed. There was a monsoon soaking the good state of Indiana and heading our way. Every radar map showed a green and yellow blob heading straight for us. Even if we had time to set up a makeshift tent, all the rental stores were closed. I told Andrea, tonight will be memorable for one reason or another. We were either going to be moved by God or moved out by a thunderstorm. Hello, everyone. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Week 35, The Miracle on Chautauqua, on Simplify. When I got to the outdoor stage on Chautauqua Boulevard, all 500 chairs were lined up waiting for students to fill them. The music was beautiful and powerful. One of the neighbors heard the live music and came to see who was playing. She said, "It's beautiful. I haven't heard music like that in a long time. I'll be back for the service." She was. We cleared picnic tables from under a nearby pavilion in case we had to run there for shelter. I tried to have faith, but I felt like the father in Mark 9 who prayed, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." I knew God could still the storm, redirect it, calm it, stop it, pause it, even cause it to drench the farmer's fields, but keep us dry. So we prayed for the Lord to move on us and move the storm away from us. As we started the service, the skies around us were still clear, but in just a matter of minutes, we felt a strong wind. I looked to the west and saw ebony storm clouds swirling our way. I expected to see a guy loading giraffes onto a boat. I was ready at a raindrop's notice to move the girls onto the covered stage and the guys under the pavilion. But our youth didn't seem distracted or deterred by the impending flood. They were reaching for God, and God was reaching for them. As I got ready to introduce Court Chavis to preach, I wrestled with whether to announce the evacuation plan. But for the sake of time, I simply introduced him, and he began to preach. And as he preached, we kept reaching for God, and God kept reaching for us. Just before he opened the altar, the storm clouds headed straight for us, then cleared up right over us. As they passed over, they dropped a light drizzle. Despite the drizzle, well over 500 students moved from their seats toward the altar and called out to God in repentance, and God responded to them with forgiveness. God had done it. He heard our prayers, and he calmed the storm, and he moved on us, making July 29th a memorable night for all the right reasons. As long as I live, I will not forget the miracle God worked for over 500 passionate and dedicated Ohio youth on a Wednesday night in July. I still call it the Miracle on Chautauqua. Boy, it was an incredible night, and it firmed up my faith that God does care about little things and he cares about big things. Whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever miracle you need from God, I know he's able, and I believe he's willing to work it for you. Whatever you need, pray this prayer with me. God, I know you are the only one able to calm every storm. You can speak peace and you can walk on the waves. I pray today you would calm the storm in our lives or calm our fears as we face them. We trust you will do what's best. Please help us trust you to always do what's right and best for us. You are our peace speaker. There is nobody like you. We trust you in your powerful name. Amen. Let me give you a little more backstory than had time for in the devotion. That year in 2015, I was serving as youth president in Ohio, which meant it fell my job to make sure that rally went well and we were prepared for all weather contingencies. So I should have rented a tent, but I'm cheap, and tents are not. So I chose not to rent one and just trusted that the weather would hold off for us. But as I should have known better, in Ohio in July, it could turn into a thunderstorm, even a tornado, at a moment's notice. So God really did work a miracle despite my unwillingness to pay thousands for a tent to cover us. God still worked a miracle for us, and he moved on us. The next year, though, I believe God gave me a little grace that year. The next year, we made sure we had a tent, just in case. I know God can do whatever you need him to do. If you will trust him and believe he will do what's right for you by him, he will do what's best. He speaks peace to calm storms, and he speaks peace to calm us. He'll do what's right. I hope you've been blessed by this episode of Simplify. If so, and you'd like to purchase a copy of it, either in print or Kindle, you can order that at PentecostalPublishing.com. Or if you live in Mount Vernon, Ohio, or the Knox County area, you can pick it up at our charming local bookstore, Paragraphs, on South Main Street. And I would be happy to sign a copy if you would like me to. Just let me know. You can reach out to me on social media. My Instagram and Twitter handles are LJ and Andrea, LJ&Andrea, and Facebook is LJ.Harry. I'm so glad you're enjoying Simplify. It is a weekly devotion, and so I trust and pray you're having your daily devotion with God and just using this to help augment and supplement your walk with the Lord. Next week is week 36 of our year, and I'm going to share with you a devotion called Stay. I look forward to sharing that with you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.